Oh, great. Oh, great again. No signal. Do you have any bars? Oh, terrific. Help! Somebody please help me! Help us! Really? You're sitting down? Are you fucking kidding me? You have an answer for anything, right? It was a rhetorical question. You know what? Forget it. I don't know why I even bother. Of all the people in this office, of this building, it had to be you. Fuck me? No, mister, fuck you. Go ahead, lay there while I try to get us out of here. Fucking asshole. I said fucking asshole. Help! Don't tell me what to do. Oh yeah, here we go again. You know everything, right? Mr. I got all the answers. I still can't believe you cut me off like that. Yes, I do want to go there. I'm sick of your fucking attitude. Always undermining me. I was talking during the briefing and you cut me off. I don't care. I don't like being interrupted. That's not true. I don't interrupt people. What are you apologizing for? I was the one that... Shit, I did it again. What is wrong with me? No, you don't get it. It's just that... I always found comfort in being polite. I know that sounds weird, but... I've seen the impression that leaves on people, and I don't know. I'd like people to think this is one of my virtues. But after this, I don't know. And if I did it to you, I might as well done it to everybody. Jesus, people might think I'm horrible. Why am I even telling you all this? You're not going to say anything? Oh, you don't want to interrupt me. Ha ha, very funny. Okay. That was very honest of you, and I accept your apology. Now please accept mine. I'm sorry for yelling at you and interrupting you. It's just that when we were there at the meeting and Charlie gave you that thumbs up after you answered him, it made my blood boil. Because I want that recognition too. I want to be treated as an equal when it comes to the team, and it didn't feel like that. It wasn't even about you. It was a fucking Charlie. Yeah, exactly. It was like he didn't even acknowledge me. It's infuriating to be treated like that. I'm no sidekick, okay? I work as hard as anybody here, and more. What? Shit, you're right. I'll sit down. We have to save oxygen. God knows how long we're gonna be stuck in here. Thank God we're not claustrophobic, right? Right? You are? Oh, just a little bit? Do you need me to do something? Okay, we can do that. Just sitting in an elevator. Stuck with no water or food. Sorry. You okay? Okay, what can I do? Talk? Tell you something about me? You mean, like, okay, calm down. Breathe. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. My parents, they're from Albania. You said to tell you something. Yeah, they're from Albania. Yeah, exactly like Action Bronson. Wait, what the fuck? How do you know that? You like Action Bronson? You? Action Bronson. No, there's nothing wrong with that. I like him too. It's just you don't give me the Action Bronson vibe. Yeah, the vibe, you know. Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have misjudged you. He is a great singer. And he knows how to cook. Yes, that too. That's how you knew him, through the cooking? Yeah, my parents, they came to America in the 60s. He's an engineer, retired, and my mom was, sorry, is a teacher. She teaches Albanian in an online class. I don't know, never been in Albania. I hear it's got some beautiful places. Yeah, they say that about everywhere. Still true, though. How about you? Where are you from? No shit, really? So, do you speak Spanish? You do. That's gotta work on the ladies. Men too? That's funny. Well, it would definitely work on me. I'm just messing with you. What are you thanking me for? I was just talking. Well, I'm glad it helped. I'm glad it takes your mind off it. Do you think somebody will come and get us out of here? You think we'll have better chances that the power comes back? Yeah, that could work too. Maybe if I work my magic. All right. One, two, three. What? It was worth a shot. Let me try again. One, two, three. No fucking way. No. No, that's impossible. Do you have any idea how long I've been trying that? Years, and somehow it finally worked. Holy shit. Wait, let me try something. I want $1 million. Yep, might have pushed my luck. Okay, let's just get out of this elevator. Oh, finally, we're free. Hey, where are you going? Oh, you just need some fresh air. Here, sit down. Let me get you some water from the dispenser over there. Here, drink. You're welcome. I don't know, maybe. I kind of felt like we bonded, or maybe we're becoming friends. Who knows? It was nice talking to you. How did you feel talking to me? Then I don't see why we shouldn't do it again. Maybe in a different place this time. What do you say? Yeah, next time we'll meet at the stairs. Okay, see you around. Hey, big guy, what are you doing? Really, you like it? Yeah, I thought about changing the wardrobe a little bit. It's been a while since I wore a dress. Yeah, I changed it. It's just a ponytail, nothing crazy. Thank you, I'm glad you like it. You look good, by the way. Yeah, I like your hoodie. Looks comfy. How are you feeling? After yesterday, you seemed. Oh, that's great to hear. Did you take the elevator? Yeah, I didn't think so. Listen, I was thinking maybe we could go out sometime. Maybe after work or someday, and I don't know. Talk about life and stuff. Wait, are you serious? You were gonna ask me that? Get out of here, seriously? I don't know what to say. Okay then, coffee it is. Yeah. We can meet at the lobby and we'll go from there. All right, see ya. Hi, big guy. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Well, maybe I did. You didn't like it? Oh, you did like it. Well, in that case, I'll keep it in mind next time. Oh, there's definitely going to be a next time. Trust me. So, where are we going? Okay, lead the way. Well, thank you. So chivalrous. I gotta say, you do know how to pick a spot. Yeah, the weather does help, but this view, wow. That's a nice sunset. How's your coffee? Mine is delicious. Can I try some of yours? Oh, that's a bit strong for me. It's okay. Hey, are you always this quiet? Why would you think that? Nervous? Is this about what happened in the elevator? Wait, could you say that again? You think I'm pretty? Let me be the first to say this, okay? I don't think you're stupid nor naive. I think you're really sweet and kind of shy, and I also think you're really pretty. Or at least easy on the eyes. And also, I like this thing that we're doing. You and me sipping coffee, watching the sunset. It feels nice to hang out with you. What? Why are you looking at me like that? What? Oh, you definitely said it out loud. Hey, look at me. I kind of want to kiss you too, but because of the way you said it, okay? It sounded honest, like you were speaking from the heart. I don't know if I have those kinds of feelings towards you, but I really want to find out, so yeah. You can give me a kiss, but only one, and we'll see from there. No, don't get up. Let me do this. That's better.